Hey, are you in here? Hey. Oh my god, do you see this weather outside? This is insane. Yeah, it's crazy. It's like torrential rain. Like, what is going on? It was like sunny like 2 hours ago. I mean, whatever. I guess that's how that works. But anyway, I guess, I don't know. I was supposed to go out. Like, I was supposed to leave. Now. And, yeah, clearly that's not happening, so. Yeah. Anyway, it just really doesn't look like it's gonna stop. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Let me look at my app. No. It says 90% chance of rain for the next 3 hours. God. I was just going to meet a couple people for drinks. So, yeah. I mean, I was going to walk. It's like, I guess I could take an Uber or something, but I don't know. I don't feel like it's safe to be on the road in this, so. Well, what about you? Did you have plans tonight? No? You were just gonna hang out? Looks like I'm gonna be hanging out too, so. Yeah. Well, seeing as you're gonna be hanging out at home tonight, and now I am too, we should hang out together, no? Yeah, I feel like, you know, we're roommates, but I don't know. I feel like we don't really get a lot of time to hang out just one-on-one. Yeah, it's kind of funny how that works. I'm just gonna sit right here. It's okay. So, what do you normally do on Friday nights? I feel like we are always, like, leaving at different times, you know? Like, when I get home from work, you're usually not home yet. And then I think by the time that I leave to go out on, like, Fridays or the weekend or whatever, you're, like, just getting home. So, yeah, what's your normal weekend look like? Oh, nice. So you spend a lot of nights at home here? Nice. I mean, I figured, I just, you know, I wasn't sure if, you know, you had friends that you went and hung out with or, you know, whatever. How's your job going, by the way? It's good? Nice. Yeah, I've actually been meaning to come in and check out the cafe sometime. Yeah, maybe next week I'll do that. I mean, yeah, I feel like, you know, we're roommates, but I almost feel like I don't know you that well, you know? I'm sorry, I hope that doesn't come off as, I don't know, I feel like we, like I said, we don't get to spend a lot of time one-on-one just, like, hanging out. Like, you know, we're always kind of coming and going, or, you know, oh, I'm using the kitchen, you're, you know, in the bathroom, whatever. It's just like, yeah. No, I mean, you're a great roommate. I love living with you, so. I'd like to know more about you as a person. Yeah. Yeah, you're not seeing anyone, right? Yeah, I'm just curious. I hadn't seen, well, I saw a car in the driveway a few days ago, and I saw a woman leaving. As I was pulling in, and I assumed that might have been your, like, maybe you just started seeing someone? Oh, no. No, she's not. Oh, okay. Oh, that's cool. She's your coworker. Nice. Oh, that's cool. You guys, you're like friends with your coworkers? Nice. That's cool. Yeah. No, me? No, I'm not seeing anyone. You would know, I guess, if I was seeing someone. I just mean I would probably not be home very often, or I don't know, you would see someone in our place. Yeah, I mean I've been talking to a few people, but like it's nothing serious, you know. I'm not really looking right now for that with someone else. I am open to that. I'm definitely open to that, and I am actually looking for that. Just I don't know. I kind of I guess I do have someone kind of in mind, but I don't think they have any idea, you know. Yeah, actually, I think they might be like completely oblivious to how I feel about them. So. Yeah, it's kind of funny actually. you know, I feel like we should go out sometime. Yeah, like just go get a drink or go grab dinner or something. I mean, it's like, you know, hanging out here at home with you, like, it feels different than, you know, if we were to go out somewhere. Yeah, it would feel like a date, I guess, if we did that. Sorry, that was my, like, backwards way of asking you out on a date. And now that I'm looking back and, thinking about how that just came out, I feel like I should not have done that. I'm really sorry. We're roommates. I don't want to mess up anything. That's, you know, I like our situation. And if you're not interested, just forget that I said. Yeah, that was you I was talking about, the person I'm interested in who's completely oblivious. I mean, yeah, I feel like I've been dropping hints, but maybe I haven't. Maybe I'm not as like obvious as I think I am, but I mean, yeah, you know, the other day you know, I was making dinner and I made you some, and I don't know, I thought, you know, leaving it like on the plate, plating it for you and, you know, like serving you, I thought that was no, you're right, that wasn't very obvious. Okay, well, another time, I feel like I've just been, you know, trying to get close to you, like physically, yeah, like, you know, sitting on the couch, like right now, like I, you know, I feel like I'm sitting closer to you than like just two casual friends would be sitting, but again, maybe not, maybe that's totally subjective, and yeah, I feel really awkward right now, so, Do I what? Do I think you're attractive? Yeah. Yes, I do, and that's, like, what I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, I think you're really cute. Mm-hmm. It's, like I said, I've been trying to, you know, be respectful and keep my distance a little bit, but also leave hints just in case, on the off chance, you maybe felt the same way and were picking that up. I mean, look, I've dated a lot, yeah, but I clearly am not, like, superstar at it. Yeah. It's tough, you know? So now that we're trapped in the house together and I've just confessed that I've had a crush on you this whole time. What do you want to do? Yeah, I feel like I should have thought this out a little more. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I get the sense that you feel the same way. I don't know, just your body language and everything. I just feel like, I feel like you're testing me a little bit. You're trying to see how far and how long I'll go. Look, I said my piece, okay? You do with that information whatever you want, but yeah, you know how I feel, so. Oh, you want to sit even closer? Okay, here we go. You don't make me nervous. I just, you know, I've like thought about this a million times in my head, like thinking about like what would it be like if I actually told you, and this is not how it went. No, I was much smoother in my fantasy version of this. You want to know what that was like? Well, I guess in my mind, the way I imagined it was I would come into the living room and you would be sitting here on the couch, like, I don't know, watching TV or something, and I would sit next to you and just be like really casual, like, you know, ask how your day's been, all that stuff, and then I would ask if I could talk to you about something. And we'd be like looking at each other like face to face, and I would lean in a little closer and I would say that I've just been thinking a lot about you, and I can't stop thinking about you. I think about you all the time, and it's really hard living with you and seeing you like go about your life, see your like intimate moments, and not be able to be a part of them, not be able to touch you or kiss you. And then in my mind, we lean forward and we kiss. After that, yeah, I don't really know. So yeah, that's how I imagined it's going, and yeah, clearly it's gone off the rails a little bit, so. Yeah, maybe you'll let me try again, huh? Maybe I can leave the room and I can come back in and we can pretend none of this ever happened, and I can, you know, do my version, my smooth talk kind of thing, and then maybe we'll kiss. What do you think? You like the way that sounds? Are you really gonna make me leave the room and do this all over again? And how about the kiss? Okay, fair enough. You wanna drag it out a little longer. Okay. I respect that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Although I think you're just doing it to tease me a little bit. Yeah, you're just trying to make this as hard as possible for me. I really like hanging out with you. Yeah, I just feel like we get along really well, you know. I feel like your sense of humor and everything, I feel like you get me in this way that, I don't know, I'm a little hard to get for other people, I think. No, I'm being serious. I'm not trying to be, like, self-deprecating or anything. I just think, I don't know, I'm a little bit of a weirdo, but you seem to understand that and honor it, so thank you. Can I put my hand on your knee? Does that feel okay? I like the way it feels. I really like being close to you like this. Yeah, I mean, our shoulders are brushing and our knees. It's different for us. But I like it, so I hope you like it too. And look, just so you know, this doesn't have to be anything. Like, I don't know if you're looking for that right now, if you're looking for a partner or what. I mean, I know it's a little weird, like, we live together, so it's confusing and it's different, but I just want to get to know you better. And I'd really like to be close to you. In a variety of ways, yeah. You're really sweet, you know? Yeah. I really appreciate you. And, yeah, I'm gonna stop talking because I feel like I'm just, I don't know, I'm not like this usually. I'm not so, like, lost for words usually. Like, you're doing this to me. You're making me, like, kind of nervous. Yes, I'm always nervous around you. Yeah, I mean, I'm good at hiding it, I think, but, yeah, I you know, any time that we're in the same room together, like, any time I, like, feel you look at me, like, when our eyes meet, I just, like, my heart flutters, you know? You have no idea how hard it is to, like, stay cool around you and, like, not just completely, like, stumble over myself. Yeah, I mean, it's been, like, really hard to hide that, you know, I think my roommate is so hot. Well, at least I don't have to hide it anymore, so I can be a little more open with my affections, right? Okay, well, this is the start of a new era, I think, of our living situation. Yeah. Can I get can we kiss now, please? No, you're right. You're right. You're right. Kissing would we need to talk more before we do that, I think. Like, we need to talk about like what would happen. Like, what would kissing between us mean? I don't know. I mean, if I liked it and you liked it, like, I would want to go further, you know? I would wanna, like I said, I'd wanna take you out. I'd wanna, you know, show you, like, how much I really appreciate and have affection for you. And then I guess, yeah, we would have to, you know, kind of figure out if, yeah, if it works between us. And then, if it does, we'd have to figure out what living together means for that. Because, you know, it's like starting to see someone and then living with them. Like, that's two totally different things, you know? But obviously, it'd be extremely fun. But I wouldn't wanna. I don't know. I don't know if it's bad to mix those, if it's like we shouldn't, or if we should. I don't know. Maybe I'm jumping ahead. I need to think about that. I'm sorry. I've felt this way for a while, so it's just, yeah, it's like I've thought about it a lot, which again, I hope is not kind of creepy or anything. It's just how I am, you know. Overthinker. For everything, absolutely. Constantly thinking, can't turn my brain off. It's a real problem, so. You think you can help me with that? I think you probably could too. I wouldn't be surprised. I want to know, tell me something about you that, I don't know. Like, just tell me something about you that I wouldn't know. Like, where were you born? Okay. And, what's, like, the grossest food you've ever eaten? It's a bad question. What's your favorite flower? How about that? Ah, oh, nice. Nice. Okay. Have you ever broken a bone? I never have. I am so scared it's gonna happen, like, now that I'm, like, not a child anymore. Like, I really, really hope it never happens, but yeah, I didn't do that, growing up, so yeah, I'm really scared. I hope it doesn't happen, but. These are the things, like, this is what I was saying. I want to know more about you. I want to know those, like, small, intimate details about you. Did you know that when you smile, you get this, like, little crease on the sides of your lips, and it's so cute. I can't stand it. I always notice it, and it's just really, I don't know. I really like it. Okay, well. Yeah, you listen. The ball's in your court. I've told you everything now. I leave it to you. Whatever you want to do, I'll take. So, if you want to kiss me, I would love that. If not, there are no hard feelings at all. There's nothing, nothing but positivity. So you just let me know, okay? I'm gonna go up to my room for a bit, and if you need me or want to continue this conversation, then that's where I'll be.